there used to be in this country some beautiful orchards. Of course, they're all gone, you know. Don't see no even sign of them.
Were those well pruned?
No, I don't think so. Just I don't think. I think they just let them go. That's right. I don't think people knew anything about pruning them, how to prune them. Of course, we had some. We had a few, I guess, a few people that run a sort of a nursery, and I presume that they knew how to do things like that. But I don't think just the old common run of people like we were, they just planted an orchard and if it lived all right, and if it didn't, well, we'd just plant some more. And then trust the good luck or something, and the good Lord to give us a fruit crop. And, well, there was never no optic, my goodness alive. We'd always have pretty plenty of fruit. And everybody, nearly everybody, all those farms up in there, they all had an orchard. Every one of them.
Well, that makes a difference for a long winter, doesn't it?
It sure does. That's right.
Do you have mountains in this country, or is it?
No, we don't have no mountains. No. This country's hilly and rough through here, but we don't call them mountains.
When you get into those out farther west.
Well, you have to, yes, and you go south and get down around Davis and between Davis and Ardmore, then you go over the Arbuckle Mountains, they call them there.
Oh, goodness, that's miserable in the winter when it's icy, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I imagine. But after you get in the west or where there's real mountains, well, they're nothing but I'd say they're nothing much more than just hills, but they call them the Arbuckle Mountains. They're kind of pretty to go over.
Yeah.
Certain times of the year I went through there, it was very, very pretty, those Arbuckle Mountains.
My wife's people live in Dallas. We used to go over that way. Now we don't anymore. We go through Sulphur and straight down.
Yeah.
It seems to be a much quicker and more pleasant trip.
Yeah, that's maybe. That's right.
Do you have much standing water around here where you may have cattails and?
Well, we used to have, and I think there's still some, especially in the older tanks, the ponds or whatever you want to call them. Some people call them ponds, some call them tanks, that are quite old or been there a long time, well, you'll still find the cattails. Mm-hmm. And once in a while I guess they're pondlays, but the Indians call them chewales.
Chewales.
I don't know how you spell it. Don't ask me to spell it. Chewale. But it grows, they have a great big round leaf, and then they lay right on top of the water. Mm-hmm. And they have a beautiful big yellow blossom. And, oh, it'll be that big. And then there'll be a great big cluster in a hard shell that'll form on that. And it'll just be full of them little things. They look kind of like, to describe them, they look kind of like a filbert nut. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're harder yet than a filbert nut. They're good. They're good eating.
Oh,
they're good eating. And the Indians, my goodness alive, they loved them.
How are they cooked? Bake them?
Oh, you don't cook them. You don't cook them. They're ready to eat when you gather them, and when that pod is all dried. You just leave it there until it's thoroughly dry. Just get it and then just break it open, and them things fall out of there, and then you crack them open and get them goodies out of them and just eat them like eating filberts or any other nut. They're good.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the Indians love them. They call them chewales. Chewale. But that's all they are. They come from that lily, from that pond lily.
Mm-hmm.